Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler. All right, we're going to talk about sewer line replacement and repair today, which I know can be a really complicated issue. So can you just walk us through the basics of the subject?
Sure, be happy to. I would say that a sewage backup is one of the worst things that could ever happen to someone's plumbing system, short of a huge water rupture that just floods the whole home. But what makes a sewer even worse than a water rupture is sewage has a lot of nasty stuff in it. Mm-hmm. And it can be viruses, it could be disease-ridden, it could be, have very harmful bacteria in it. And when that backs up into a home, you're putting very unclean water in the home. And that's kind of, there's a term that the plumbers protect the health of the nation. And this is why. Sewage is very ugly. It can have a lot of nasty stuff in it. So, a lot of the design of the plumbing system is around protecting, people from that sewage and making sure that it's kept contained and there's no crossover into living space or crossover into drinking water or, those type of things. So mm-hmm. It can definitely be a serious issue that should not be taken lightly. And you need to, if you have a sewage backup, do not procrastinate because, sewage backing up into your home can be a very, very expensive thing to resolve if it gets worse than just, for instance, if you go into your basement and you see that, there's just a little water around the floor drain. You need to get that checked out because, that could become much worse and you might could have 10 inches of water in your basement. And so take it seriously, one of the first basics that I would say. The second thing is that, sometimes that backup isn't, just running a snake down the line is not going to, or a cable or a snake, to clear the line is not going to solve the problem. And so then you're kind of put in a situation, you have to make a decision of whether you're going to repair or replace the sewer line. And a lot of times it's kind of a no-brainer. There is a repair option, but, if we repair it and then it happens again in a year, you've wasted money in that. So mm-hmm. There's several options to do the repair and replacement. We do lining, sewer line lining. And that's something that we can do in someone's basement or even in their front yard that prevents us from having to, in certain situations, prevents us from having to dig up or bust up the floor. If someone has a finished basement and they have a pipe under it that's causing a problem, sometimes we can do a lining to that and we don't have to take up the floor or bust up the concrete. The other way that you can possibly do this is pipe bursting. And we do have to dig holes at either end of the pipe to do this, but we put in a cable and we pull a new sewer line through. And that's really advantageous because we won't have to dig all that dirt up and damage maybe so much landscaping or maybe a sidewalk or whatever it may be. And then obviously there's traditional ways of, excavating or busting up floor that we've done for years. And, that's one of the more invasive ways to deal with it. Sometimes you don't have a choice but to do that. Sometimes the cost of it is kind of a no-brainer just to go ahead and do that if it's not very deep. Those are all very complex, difficult jobs that you need to make sure that you hire someone that is skilled, that has experience, and that is definitely competent to do those things to make sure that you're dealing with a very important situation. And you'll have peace of mind that it's done correctly.
And this is just something that I'm thinking of because the housing market is so hot right now. Before you when you're home shopping, is this something that you need to consider?
Absolutely. Especially if it's an old home, mm-hmm. asking the question, has a sewer line been replaced? Generally, you're going to be able to see whether the HVAC system, whether the roof, whether the water heater, those type of things. But sometimes this sewer line, which is under the ground, out of sight, out of mind, is just kind of skipped over. But it can be, in some situations, very expensive to take care of. And I've actually even seen homes sold simply because the sewer line needs to be replaced, and that's not disclosed. So definitely keep your eyes open on that. And, it's definitely something that you want to pay attention to when buying a home.
And is it something we could have you out if we have an older home just for a general inspection to make sure we're still all good?
Absolutely. So what we would do is we would run a camera down the line, and it's not very expensive to do that. So to do a camera inspection of the line, and we can tell pretty quick whether there's going to be problems or not.
All right. So if you'd like to schedule a camera inspection or you have any more questions about anything James talked about today, you can reach out to Whistler Plumbing and Air at 540-483-9382.